Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is your host, Shelley and team, speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 22nd of November, and ending on Sunday, the 28th of November. As we know, those of us in the United States know, we have Thanksgiving Day coming on Thursday. So I'll have the forecast for that and the rest of the week. The first thing I want to mention, as we have come off the full moon lunar eclipse already, we are in the third quarter lunar phase, which is when we are examining what we have reaped, the harvest of our month, and the things that we may begin to see as messages that came for us at the eclipse, and how things may be changing in terms of our feelings about people, places, and things, and what that may look like as time goes on. So we are going to begin on Monday with a good day with the moon in Cancer. Those of you who are planning menus may be looking at trying something different, because the moon is in a sextile to Uranus and Taurus all day. And you will be especially in the Eastern time zone under that influence until 11 p.m. in the evening. We have an opposition to Venus in Capricorn that happens later that evening, for those who are still up on the western from the eastern time zone. And that is when we may be seeing someone really wanting to pull in on the tradition levels and not do anything different at all. This is also not just about Thanksgiving, obviously, because there are people listening, perhaps, in other countries. So, there is not an angry energy that is in effect until about 6 in the morning on Tuesday Eastern. But it is a difference, a very big difference. It can also be the desire to be cozy and secure, and somebody else who's really caught up a bit more in the outer world and a little bit cooler than the moon in Cancer would like. On Tuesday, we have until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern to enjoy the lunar aspects, starting near sunrise with the moon trine Mars, and then going on for that very psychic, mystical trine to Neptune from Moon in Cancer. So that is going to bring maybe some insights into, again, how your feelings are going to be affecting your life as you move on, and also feelings that you may be having about the holiday, if you're here. This is also not just a holiday that's isolated in time. We're in the, quote, holiday season, unquote. So we know Christmas is coming, and this may be also when a lot of feelings get brought up during this time frame. People who are remembering the past are having some issues, perhaps, with sadness and that kind of feeling space, or maybe you're alone for the holidays and it's COVID holiday all over again. And, you know, so things may be brought up for you to see, but they're brought up in a gentle, easy way under a trine. And you can maybe get some ideas about how to vision differently so that you will feel comfortable and at ease as we go through this week. But comfort and ease is not what happens when the moon in Cancer moves on until, you know, close to 1 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Now, a lot of people are going to be traveling, and this is not an easy time for that. If you have gotten start, that's after 4 o'clock on Tuesday, you're going to run into some difficulties in that. And you may also run into difficulties, even if you're not traveling, with the fact that, again, this is a little bit more intense than the energy we spoke about coming in Monday, and late Monday evening rather, and overnight. This is the opposition to Pluto in Capricorn. So now there really is a discord between someone who feels that they are in control of everything and someone who is seriously focused on outer world. And so there's, you know, a lack of sensitivity, let's put it that way, in that person. And it doesn't make Moon and Cancer feel too good. But this is something that we have every month while Pluto is in Capricorn. When Moon and Cancer comes around, we're going to have that opposition, and it won't feel so great. So find yourself something to do late Tuesday afternoon and into the evening that is nourishing, self-nourishing, and self-care if you're the person who feels, you know, the sentimentality or the need for closeness and you're not getting it. A moon will be void, of course, the beginning of Wednesday after sunrise. The first thing that happens is Mercury changes from Scorpio and enters Sagittarius. And that happens in the eastern coast, 10:36 a.m. Now, we are getting ready to have the sun shift also into Sagittarius. And so this is going to be the time. Well, actually, it did shift. I'm sorry. I'm looking at that week, and I already told you that the sun entered Sagittarius on Sunday the 21st at 9:34 p.m., and I happen to be recording this before it happens, so forgive me for that one. But I was thinking about how we're leaving the Scorpio season, you know, that Callan Geif, Salmon, and the Halloween emphasis, that deep, dark feeling will be lightening up considerably, particularly when the mind is getting ready to leave that very serious, secretive, and intense sign and move into Sagittarius, which will bring the goodwill energy into our thinking and into our conversations. It will bring humor, expanded ideas, and pretty much the only thing that could go wrong, and since you're going into maybe this realm where things could go wrong like this, is that Mercury in Sagittarius is going to have beliefs and perceptions. And you know, the thing about Sag is that when it's negative, it's very fixed in those and it gets righteous. And so this is going to be the Mercury sign for your Thanksgiving experience. And if you're traveling again, this is, you know, the day that you may also be traveling, but wow, that's typically a kind of a difficult day. And so people will be in that realm. They'll be either happy and laughing and enjoying, and you know, they can also be that, but if it gets into discussion, quote unquote, where there are difference of opinions to be had, it's not a good idea, probably. A void, of course, moon is moving into a Leo, dramatic Leo, at 10:59 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. So it's going to be like that, and in a very good way, as we go through the morning and until about close to 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Wednesday. And this is helpful for the travel, because Leo Moon is going to trine Mercury, and so there'll be some good news coming in, maybe good time to take off, you know, is 11:02 a.m. is when that's exact, and then the harmony of the lights What more could you want? Moon in Leo trines Sun in Sag, 4:34 p.m. Eastern. Well. It would be nice if that was actually taking place on Thanksgiving Day, but it is the afternoon before, at least. And this is when our feelings and instinctive self, which in Leo are for attention, and it's also a very generous sign, and it is protective. And right now it is flowing perfectly with the Sun in Sagittarius, which is our conscious desire to express with goodwill and humor. So that's a wonderful aspect. If you can arrive before that takes place, you'll be off to a great start in terms of relationship energies. But once we get past that 5 p.m. on Wednesday Eastern time, I am sorry to tell you, I looked at this and I went, oh my goodness, that is, remember I talked about Wicked Wednesday? Well, we're about to have Wicked Thursday. And it is just all those fixed sign challenges for Leo Moon. From 5 in the afternoon on Eastern time Wednesday, the Moon has to go through the opposition to Saturn in Aquarius, and that's until sometime around 4 a.m. Eastern on Thursday. So that's a difficult night. There can be, you know, things can have happened that have caused obstructions and disruptions, for one thing, and we may see things not going the way we imagined they would go. That's another thing. But there is, again, with Moon and Leo, a need for warmth and attention, and Saturn in Aquarius is not that. Let's put it that way. It's like the last thing Saturn can be called is warm or affectionate, and Aquarius is that cold air in the winter that has static electricity in it. So, you know, forget that. If you can, just let it go. And you'll be better off. Now, the very early morning of Thanksgiving, there is a Moon in Leo square Uranus in Taurus. And Uranus is the last planet that's retrograde also, by the way. And so until around 10:30 a.m. Eastern, we've got this. And that can be surprising changes. And also, something could happen, electronic things could go wrong with the cooking apparatus. Something can happen about the food, or, you know, there's some difficulty to be had. But also in terms of feeling space, there is a big difference in values between Leo and Taurus, and that can come to a head. You know, these are fixed signs. Nobody backs off. Nobody backs down under the fixed sign aspects. So being aware of this is the most important thing, so that you can make a conscious decision to disengage. And even if it really bugs you, let the person get away with it. Let them have it. And just walk away from what could be not so much fun, and really even less fun as the day goes on, because Moon in Leo squares Mars in Scorpio until 10:19 p.m. Eastern time. Well, control is an issue here. Definitely, maybe Moon in Leo, who is maybe the hostess with the mostest, is really looking forward to spending some quality time with people. And maybe Mars in Scorpio has something else that they want to do. And, I would be very, again, aware of the fact that the control issue is not going to end up well. No matter what it looks like, it won't end up well, because Mars in Scorpio nurses the grudge, you know, and may find revenge at some point. Surprise, you know. So just, again, if you can, you know, nothing that happens outside you should be able to touch you if you don't let it. And that's, you know, something that we all have to look at all the time. It doesn't always work out that we can understand or feel that. I'm certainly not a person who understands and feels that very well, but it is the truth. So once again, you can just stand there and say, well, this Thanksgiving just isn't going to go the way I wanted it to, and I'm just going to have to let it. So whoever you are in that, it's probably the moon in Leo that is going to have to let go. Mars in Scorpio, again, will find a way to get what it wants to do. So be aware of that. And then there is this excessive energy that comes in for the late night in the eastern, still during the evening, all the way out west. Moon opposition Jupiter in Aquarius. And that is how you begin Friday. So here again, it's like the unmanageable inability to control what other people are going to do, you know, and being inclined to overdo in some way or other. And so that's about it. That's it for Leo Moon's aspects. So once we get past noon Eastern time on Friday, there is a lot of void, of course, Leo Moon, which is really going to feel much better. Honestly, maybe everybody will be calmed down, or maybe people will be willing to participate in some, you know, group activity that everybody enjoys, maybe, or maybe people will be just tired and resting, and that's even better than it was, okay? So, and then 9:12 p.m., the moon in Virgo arrives. And this is going to have to deal with a square or challenge aspect to those Sag planets that we just acquired. First Mercury and then the Sun. And that's for the rest of that night and until about 7:30 in the morning Eastern on Saturday. This is when the conversation energies could become difficult and critical, and you know, people will be not as intense as the fixed aspects were, but it could get unpleasant, a little bit unpleasant. So after that, though, you've got a good aspect for Saturday, basically, once you get past about 7:30 a.m. Eastern. And that good aspect energy on Saturday goes all the way through 9:37 a.m. Sunday. So that's the best day of the holiday. Weekend is the best one. Is Saturday after 8 a.m. Eastern time or 7:30 a.m. Eastern time and until 9:30 a.m. Sunday Eastern time. After this, we get an opposition to Neptune, 10:50 a.m. So if you were starting out, probably not a great idea, or maybe you thought you'd start out, but something is causing that not to happen. It could be weather-related. Or just some confusion, definitely confusion, mixed messages. We don't have a good organized team until after 11 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. We get stabilized. We get stuff done. If you're looking for stuff done, Sunday the 28th until 7 Eastern in the evening is going to give you that combination of want to organize, know what's best, analyze, and that powerful, seasoned knowledge that can be very helpful. So you might have a better time on that segment of Sunday. Moon will go void, of course, after that. And so you get to relax in the whatever you're doing. Nothing is going to bother you very much. The only other thing that's happening is that the Sun joins Mercury. It's really Mercury joining the Sun at 11:39 p.m. exact on Sunday evening in the East Coast. And there you've got an agreement, but a very strong agreement about beliefs. And so that's also been coming in during the day. But you may be, preaching to the choir more than getting into arguments with others. Although if everybody else is silent and you're the only one talking, you may be being righteous about your opinion. But this is the only issue that we have when the Mercury is with the Sun exactly. It's weakened because it tends to be, I am what I think, which is also not the case. So it becomes very intensely attached to the thoughts and what it's saying, because it's just too close to the identity. And so that's something to remember. But there aren't any other aspects happening, so you can somewhat get away with it. So that's it for that week, huh? And we know we've got a solar eclipse coming the following week. We'll definitely be talking about that. And I will be talking with Jim Case about that on the day before Thanksgiving at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. If you go to Adventures in Truth live stream on YouTube, you'll find it, and there'll be other places it'll be live. So, yes, the eclipse that comes in is happening, and that is going to be at 12 degrees of Sagittarius. So if you have planets near that sign or the angles of your chart, like your midheaven or ascendant, then you're going to feel this one too. So I will probably do a podcast about it, but that we will talk about it. And it will arrive different days for different parts of the United States, 11:43 p.m. for the East Coast, 2:43 a.m. Saturday the 4th on the East Coast. So I don't know, did I say West Coast? Did I say Pacific time for the Friday one? I hope I did, but if I didn't, it's on Friday. not far from midnight, but it's still Friday, and it's definitely Saturday and all the other time zones, okay? So what we'll also be talking about is that Neptune is going to go direct and stationed for the week of Thanksgiving. And so it will make a forward motion, and that's something to take note of. So I do wish you the best holiday you can have, no matter what it looks like. And I will say goodbye for now.